Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is Westchester on the Level with your host, Hezzy Eris.
Good morning, everybody. Well, today is Friday. It's 10 o'clock on the Eastern Seaboard. My name is Hezzy Eris, and this is Westchester on the Level. I have to apologize to all our listeners this morning. Richard Cerulli, our guest, he's on every 2 weeks. Unfortunately, he had to abandon his office building today. So got a text from him at 8:15 that he would have to depart. They're moving down the block for, to collect everything that they need. And so we won't hear from him for probably another 2 weeks' time. But we will talk about Shakespeare and fences and all that stuff that he wanted to talk about today. And for those that are anxious just to find out what Professor Cerulli had to say, you can certainly go to YonkersTribune.com. And in our search engine, just look up Cerulli, C-I-R-U-L-L-I. And you'll be able to find all his articles, as well as the one that was scheduled for today. So my apology to all of you, our listeners. And of course, I hope all goes well for the doctor. Well, so we will do then today is just cover some other issues that are national and international in scope. I guess the biggest thing is that today is Special Counsel Robert Mueller's day to release new details about former Trump advisor Paul Manafort and his lawyer, Michael Cohen. Now, Mueller is likely to recommend a sentence for Trump's former personal lawyers, Michael Cohen, ahead of a federal judge's final sentencing decision on Tuesday. In addition, federal prosecutors in New York will be filing a sentencing memo detailing Cohen's cooperation after his guilty plea in their separate case against him. And the special counsel's team is also expected to explain why it accused former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort of imploding his plea deal by lying to investigators. So Special Counsel Robert Mueller is set to file new disclosures today in cases involving two of President Donald Trump's former close associates, both of whom have entered guilty pleas in the probe into Russian meddling in the 2016 election. Mueller is expected to recommend a sentence for Trump's former personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, ahead of a federal judge's final sentencing decision on Tuesday. And in addition, federal prosecutors in New York will be filing a sentencing memo detailing Cohen's cooperation after his guilty plea with their separate case against him. U.S. District Court Judge William Pauley ordered Mueller's team and the U.S. attorneys in New York to file their sentencing submission by 5 p.m. Eastern Time today. In a separate case on Friday, the special counsel's team is expected to explain why it accused former Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort of imploding his plea deal by lying to investigators. The filings follow a series of seismic developments in Mueller's probe of Russian interference in the election, potential obstruction of justice, and possible collusion between the Trump campaign and the Kremlin. So the new activity also comes as Trump appears to be cranking up the frequency and intensity of his attacks on the investigation, which he has often decried as, quote, phony witch hunt, end quote. Now, Manafort, who is 69, was convicted in federal court in Virginia on August in 8 criminal counts brought by Mueller that were mostly related to his work for a pro-Russia political party in Ukraine. He struck a plea deal with the special counsel in September and on the eve of a second criminal trial in Washington, D.C. And that agreement required Manafort to cooperate fully, truthfully, completely, and forthrightly with investigators. But Mueller scrapped the deal in late November, alleging that Manafort lied to federal investigators, quote, on a variety of subject matter after he signed the deal. And Mueller did not elaborate in the court filing about what falsehoods Manafort allegedly told investigators in the D.C. District Court last week. Prosecutors told Judge Amy Berman Jackson that they had not yet decided whether to lodge more charges against Manafort. At that hearing, Jackson also set a tentative sentencing date for March 5. At that hearing, Jackson also set a tentative date for March 5. Chief has been behind bars since June, when Jackson revoked his $10 million bail after Mueller accused him of attempting to tamper with potential witnesses. So meanwhile, the 52-year-old Cohen appeared in Manhattan federal court last week to plead guilty to Mueller's charge that he had lied to Congress about plans to build a Trump Tower development in Moscow. And Cohen said he falsely told the Senate Intelligence Committee that the Moscow proposal ended in January 2016 and was not discussed extensively with others in the Trump organization, when Cohen's discussions about the project had actually continued as late as June of 2016, even a half a year later than when he said. So a day after the plea, his attorneys filed a pre-sentencing memo asking a judge not to send Cohen to prison. So they argued that Cohen has taken responsibility for his misdeeds by cooperating with investigators, saying the decision attests to his character as a patriot and family man. The mafia scrutiny of Cohen has been accomplished by hearsay and threats of physical harm to Michael and his family, the lawyers added, all of which amounts to an alternative form of punishment that will act as a deterrent against future missteps. Cohen had already pleaded guilty in August to 8 criminal counts related to tax fraud, excessive campaign contributions, making false statements to a financial institution, and unlawful corporate contributions. And those charges were brought by the New York federal prosecutors. On Tuesday, Mueller filed a sentencing memo in the case of another star witness in the Russia probe, Trump's former national security advisor, Michael Flynn. So Flynn's guilty plea came in December of 2017 when he admitted he had lied to the FBI about his conversation with the Russian ambassador to the U.S. during the presidential transition period in 2016. So the discussion related to sanctions was slapped on Russia by executive order during the final days of the Obama administration. So in a heavily redacted 13-page memo filed last Tuesday, Mueller said Flynn had provided substantial evidence to the special counsel, including 19 interviews with investigators and Justice Department attorneys. As a result, Mueller recommended the judge give a life sentence for Flynn, and even suggesting that no prison time at all would be appropriate. So very, very interesting to say the least. Now, this is interesting. This comes out of the UK, the Daily Mail. Evidently, the White House Chief of Staff John Kelly is expected to resign as soon as today after Trump completely stopped speaking to him, and Pence Chief of Staff will replace him. Sources told the Daily News, DailyMail.com, that Kelly is expected to leave the White House before the end of the year, and the announcement could come as soon as Friday. That's today. His expected replacement is Nick Mayers, the young chief of staff to chief of staff to Vice President Mike Pence. Ayers is a 36-year-old political wunderkind. Kelly's a 68-year-old decorated vet. A number of, a dinner. Kelly is expected to replace Nick Ayers, a young chief of staff to Vice President Mike Pence. Ayers is a 36-year-old political wunderkind. Kelly is a 68-year-old decorated vet. A dinner at the White House with senior staff was supposed to serve as an appreciation event for Kelly and other departing senior officials, but the news of Kelly's departure spread before the Friday night dinner. So we're going to have to see where that goes. Let me just see what else there is. I don't think there's that much. Didn't expect to plan for anything for today. Bear with me a moment because I do want to get on to some other things that we haven't spoken to you about. And that is Tucker Carlson, who says that Trump is not capable and hasn't kept his promises, which is very an interesting thought from him, of all people. Evidently, Fox News Channel host Tucker Carlson set straight any misinformation concerning his views on President Trump. I don't think he's capable, he said during an interview on Tuesday. Urs Gehriger, an editor of Die Weltwoche, which is the weekly World, Switzerland's leading German language opinion weekly, noted that Carlson's new book, Ship of Fools, is silent on Trump but comments on his critics. And so Gehriger jump-started the conversation by asking what Carlson thought of Trump's first 2 years in office, and Carlson said he cannot stand Trump's self-aggrandizement and boasting. Then, when asked whether Trump has kept his promises, the usually quick-witted and long-winded Carlson had just one word, no. So, although it was a variety of voices for Fox News Channel has become the outlet often maligned with the current administration, at least in prime time. And hosts such as Sean Hannity and Jeanine Rose have taken up nearly petitions in his liberal context of, can I tell you, of just being a supporter there. But evidently he's really quite scruntled. So there it is. And that's going to be the story. Well, there's nothing more that we have planned for you today. Didn't want to just leave you be and say, see you and goodbye. But that's the story for us today. Have a great week. And we'll speak to you tomorrow, not tomorrow, but next week on Monday, which is very exciting. We'll have a very good week next week. So all the best. And thank you again for being with us. It's a pleasure. Bye.